if they get a paycheck, if they have Social Security taken out, for example, they're never going to get that unless they become citizens. They're already paying plenty of taxes in. They're paying sales taxes on purchases and things like that. And so there are some local levels of government that have said that non-citizens can vote in these elections, but they cannot vote in presidential or federal elections. It's only there because, again, the strategy is that if we let these people whose skin color is darker than ours, if we give them more power, it will hurt us, apparently. And so we need you to make them think, we need you to think that they are committing crimes and that they are voting in such numbers as to dilute your vote when there is nothing that indicates that whatsoever. And so not only are they trying to scare you about non-citizens voting, they're trying to scare you that fellow citizens who are Democrats are voting, which is why you're seeing in states like Georgia groups that are trying to once again purge the voter files. You saw that effort in Wisconsin recently, again, between the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and other groups looking to have people stricken from the voter rolls without evidence that they are no longer eligible to vote, and where there is already a process to clean up the voter files as people move away or pass away. And in all of that that I just said, in all of that about non-citizens voting, about being against immigrants, about scaring people about crime, about cleaning up the voter rolls, all these things Republicans and right-wing groups are doing, anywhere in all of that, did you hear any ideas about how to improve your life? Did you hear any ideas about how to grow jobs, invest in the infrastructure, make college more affordable, make healthcare more affordable? You did not, because when you can't win on your ideas, you scare people or you cheat. Chad Holmes is coming up next. You're Up North.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always. Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Chad Holmes sneaking in under the wire. Thought you were going to get a note this week, buddy. How are you?
I didn't have the link this week. I double and triple checked it. I didn't have it this week.
Neither did Brittany, Pat.
Oh, Pat. Well,
I was making sure you it wasn't me.
I want to go back to something. Pat, you made a comment at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, something about the fact that you had a bunch of days off from work, and it would look weird that if you had another day off, but you are sick. If you're not feeling well, no one's going to begrudge you not feeling well. It's okay.
I would begrudge me.
That's not my problem. I don't begrudge.
I know.
It stinks. It's horrible. People, I don't think people realize when you talk for a living, and it's sort of like Usain Bolt having a pulled hamstring. It just, yes, you can't perform, and it's and I feel for you. I've been there, especially with when you have a sports broadcast. I mean, I remember one night. And we have a couple of times a year where we have basketball doubleheaders, and it happened to be one of those nights where by the second game, I had no voice, and I still cringe. It was frankly embarrassing by the time we got done, because, I mean, no matter what I did at that point, because you have to talk all the time, there's no breaks except for maybe a 30-second break here and there. But no, I think that you're fighting it out, and hopefully we can get through the last few minutes here and get you out of here.
Well, here, I wish you'd mention that Brittany didn't have the link. I would have at least gotten it to Chad here. But the thing is, what I need Greg to do every so often is he needs to just send a note saying, Pat, at the top of your show notes every day is a checklist. Follow the checklist. It says, do you have the date right? Did you create a link? Did you send the link? Did you write a show title and description? Did you do this day in history? Did you pick your bumper music? And some days I get so busy, I don't look at the checklist. Can you imagine if a pilot said, I'm busy. Let's just get this thing going, pal. I should do better. Greg, send me more notes saying, check your checklist.
I will do that, my friend. I will.
Oh, man. Enough self-regulation here. Come on.
Whoa. I hope he said that right. I'm not quite sure.
I don't think I did. But
how was your holiday weekend?
It was great, actually. It was just a gorgeous weekend here. I said to yesterday was the Wausau Labor Day parade, and I ran into the mayor of Wausau, and I said, well, this was a Chamber of Commerce weekend, because I don't think you're going to have three more perfect days than we had. And then yesterday the parade, it was a wonderful event. I think it was the best crowd that I've seen in all the years I've been announcing. I've been doing this for quite a while, so it was fantastic. It was great to see a few of the folks around yesterday. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you couldn't have asked for a much better weekend here in central Wisconsin.
No, it was gorgeous. I mean, did you do anything indulgent at all? Do you have a hammock or anything?
Well, Saturday I had a football game, so that kind of was the whole afternoon, you know. And then Sunday I just sort of laid around.
Okay.
And then Monday I went to the parade. So, I mean, it was like I was more than happy. And actually, my big project was my kitchen was getting to the point where it was kind of being embarrassing. So I decided, let's get out the grease cleaner and go around the stove. So a very exciting weekend for myself. So people, you know, it's all glory, you know, in the broadcast business here. So no, it was a very, very calm weekend, I'll say that much.
I discovered my next hammock. So I was at this house my friends have up in Regina, in Saskatchewan. They've dug created a man-made lake, about 100 yards long, about 30 yards wide, and they've got a pulley system on it, or a winch or whatever, cable system. And so you can really get. I didn't do this, but you can really get going on a wakeboard or a tube or anything like that, and they'd pull people back and forth. Looked like a lot of fun, but they also put in a bunch of sand and created a beach on there, some beach chairs, campfire. But they also had a hammock. And I know these aren't new, but I've never been in one of those hammocks. All of our hammocks have been like the traditional cargo net type thing. And this was one of those where you basically fall into it, and it's like a pea pod. And some of them you can zip up. This one did not. But you can still pretty much cover yourself up in this like pea pod type of hammock. And the next thing I remember is Sherry and our friends James and Kim going, wow, you are really out. Because I'd been up sick most of the night before, and apparently I snored all through the afternoon.
I remember as a kid watching Gilligan's Island and thinking I would never be able to stay in those hammocks, because he had Gilligan on top and then Skipper right below.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I'm thinking I would never be able to get into the hammock. I'd never be able to get out of the hammock without falling on the ground, because I know myself. I'm not very talented with that kind of stuff.
I will say, yes, my getting out of it the first time was entertaining, not to me, to everybody else that was watching. It was very entertaining, but it's just such a nice, you know, being up there. It was our second visit to Saskatchewan, up there on the prairie, and it really is nice. I don't begrudge them one bit, but forgive the Dorothy reference, but man, there is no place like home. Got home last night, and you said it was a picture perfect weekend. We're sitting there, we're looking out on Lake Wissota, and just, you know, sometimes not fully appreciating how damn gorgeous it is up here sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. But did you buy any Saskatchewan Rough Rider gear and bring it back?
Their big game was while we were there, their big rivalry game with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And it was a big deal. Here, you know about the 50-50 sports raffles at these big events, and that jackpot can get to be really big. Well, the one for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders of the Canadian Football League, their 50-50 raffle. Anybody who lives in the province, you don't have to be at the game. You can join online with your credit card. You make a donation to whatever the cause is, and you're in. So I remember being at a Brewer game a couple weeks back, and the jackpot, I think, was, what was it, $50,000 maybe? I don't know. This was $500,000. I know. So
basically, it didn't matter if the Rough Riders won. Somebody was going to be a big.
Somebody was going to win. But yeah, it was. There were all these folks in Winnipeg gear around town. And much like with the Packers, when the other team comes in, everybody's nice about it. You know, you don't have to be jerks to opposing fans.
No, not at all.
You know,
frankly, it's like one reason I haven't gone to a Packer game in a long time. It's just, it's too much for me. I'll sit home and watch in front of the TV.
The non-confrontational Chad Holmes.
Exactly.
He has his show next on Bull Falls Radio, and Mr. Bach, and nothing but the dulcet tones of Mr. Bach coming up at 10 a.m.
Yes.
I'm going to go have some of this cold pizza right now and say thank you to today's guest, Christina Laurie, and Chad Holmes, and all of you for putting up with all of this. I'm going to take a 22-hour break from talking, and we'll see how things look at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
The school year is starting soon. Whether at home or in the classroom, Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Two Russian ballistic missiles have hit an educational facility and nearby hospital in a central region of Ukraine. At least 41 people have been killed, 180 injured. The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko.
They're saying that Russia used two ballistic missiles. The people at targeted facilities, they just didn't have enough time to evacuate.
Two U.S. Marines have been attacked by a mob in a city in western Turkey. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
Video of the incident shows a group of men forcing a bag over the head of one of the Marines as they restrain him and chanting, "Yankee, go home."
The Marines are now back on their ship and safe. A slow-moving landslide in an affluent suburb of Los Angeles has forced the electric utility to cut power to 250 homes indefinitely. Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn.
The acceleration that's happening currently is beyond what any of us could have foretold.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin and Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin State Universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say the UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz telling a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history.
From sticking up for workers to voting for fair legislation to walking picket lines, she was there with workers every step of the way.
President Biden comes to Westby on Thursday and Donald Trump travels to Mosinee on Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 28-year-old man is dead after a motorcycle crash this weekend. The Wisconsin Rapids Tribune reports Miles E. Dewar died after a vehicle crossed the center line and hit the motorcycle he was driving. The crash happened Saturday evening in the town of Buren near Strawberry Lane. Responders tried to resuscitate Dewar, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The vehicle driver is a 25-year-old man from Wisconsin Rapids. The passenger of the vehicle, a 21-year-old man from Stevens Point, fled the scene but was located in Plover. People living in Wood County have a new crisis service. They've transitioned to Northwest Connections. It's a 24-hour mental health and AODA crisis line number. If you're having a mental health or alcohol or other drug abuse crisis, you can call 1-888-552-6642. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Welcome, everybody, to WFHR's morning show.
Ooh.
Happy September! Do you remember? Oh, you knew I was going to do it. It's tradition. Your host, James, here. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Thanks for kicking it off with us. We've got a good show lined up for you. We kick things off. Introductions. We have our good head of news and our co-host, Melissa Kay, with us. Mel, good to see you.
Good morning.
And our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habegger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good start to your day. Let's kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, happy September.
Happy September. You know, it's meteorological fall right now. We turned a book in our world on the 1st.
That's right. Hey. That's right.
And they're in a world of their own, literally.
Brittany, I'm so sorry. I meant to get you a card for this, and I forgot. I couldn't. To be honest, I don't think Hallmark has any. I don't know if
they should.
They should. They
yeah.
Listen,
and they have it for everything else. They might
right.
have it on this one.
Yes, yes, they really do. Happy 3rd of June. You know.
Yeah. So yeah right. Yeah.
What is our forecast looking like this week, Brittany?
Oh, it's fantastic. We've got a little bit of sunshine to start it off. And in fact, the sun's going to hold tight through today and tomorrow before we get a little bit of rain mixed in there on Thursday and Friday. And then the fall feel really settles in. So some nice summery temperatures still holding on here today. We'll hit highs of about 77 degrees. Winds will be a little bit breezy out of the southwest, gusting up to about 15 to 20 miles per hour. But no clouds in the sky, really. We're just going to sit, hold tight, bright and beautiful today and tomorrow. Nice and warm.
Nice.
We'll take it. We will take it. Let's go ahead and get out of this while we can. Yeah. We've got a good forecast. Brittany, we appreciate you. Hope you had a great weekend. Looking forward to a good week with you.
Yes, you too. Have a good day.
All best right. in the business.
Thanks,
right
Brittany.
There. She is the best. We got the best team with us right now. Seth, Melissa, and I are going to have some fun today. We'll get into the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club in a little bit. Also want to talk about how parents plan to make back to school magical for their kids this year.
Magical.
Specifically, it says magical, too.
Like, yeah, it does.
It was very specific about that.
It's a Harry Potter school year.
Yep. Every kid now needs to learn magic. Yeah. That's the way.
New curriculum.
It's math, it's health, it's science, and social studies, and magic. I would definitely go back to school for that. We have five things to look forward to in September to wrap up the 9 o'clock hour. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour, wrap up the 8 o'clock with five things, start the 9 o'clock with working on my teleprompter. I am so sorry, everybody. My teleprompter's all over the place.
See, that AI that you invested in just isn't working out for you. Like everyone else.
Right. It was not a good idea. Last time I listened to Zuckerberg, I'll tell you that. I'm looking forward to the 9 o'clock hour because we welcome in a great friend of ours, Tom Heiser, with a monthly veterans update.
Yes.
Looking forward to talking with Tom about that. We'll have a bit of entertainment news for you as well. I've got a story story I came across over the weekend that I'd been hearing rumblings about for years. Years I've heard about this. Who did Tim Burton originally want for Beetlejuice?
Ooh.
It's such a cool story. And I can't, right. I want to do it right now. I'm so excited. It's going to be a fun one. I think you guys are going to dig that. That'll be going on a little bit later. Got a TV show from the 90s that is making a comeback, and we're going to talk a little Adele.
Oh, wait, they haven't done one? There's one they haven't done yet in the 90s?
There's one left. Okay, one left, and we're going to talk about it. But we kick things off with Telephone Tuesday. It's Telephone Tuesday, everybody.
Okay.
Or wait, you still have telephones?
Yeah. Those that do. Now, see, phones used to be this thing that we used to use.
I know they were on the wall.
Yeah. They had this long cord. And if you were fortunate, you didn't strangle yourself in it, or your little sister or brother.
Yeah.
This the Tuesday after Labor Day is supposedly the day busiest businesses get the most phone calls all year.
Oh.
It's partly because everyone's open again after the long weekend and when people start planning for the holidays. And the school back in session, adults can get back to tackling their to-do list, some of those things. Telephone Tuesday is a loose business observation, kind of like a distant cousin of Black Friday.
Something like that, right?
But it may be
cousin,
loosely related. But it may be fading into the past now that a growing number of businesses use automated menus that direct people online, where they're met with digital assistants and chatbots. It's harder and harder to talk to a real human, even at many small businesses, and that's an unwelcome change.
Mm.
And I underline unwelcome.
Mm-hmm.
In a recent poll, 62% of customers prefer human interactions over the automated ones, and 77% of people believe a phone call is the best, most efficient way to get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, 62% of customers say that they have to contact a company repeatedly to resolve a problem.
Mm.
62%.
That's a lot.
And again, 62% for both of those. 62% prefer human interactions, and 62% of customers say that they have to contact businesses on the regular.
Okay.
I one thing that I've never quite I understand the cutting costs.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. It's business 101.
Right.
But what I don't understand is how every single business will spend millions on marketing, millions to make themselves look better, millions on PR, all of this, when one of the simplest things you could do is hire more people to answer your phones. That's yeah. Like, I could save you like $50. I'm charging $50 for that advice. All right, 25. $25 for that advice. I'll do it for a 20.
I'm telling you. Think about this, okay? People will like stop and like tell you when this has happened, when they hear,
yes.
You know what? I called so and I got a real person. Yeah. They like text you later. It's like, I called and I got a real person. You know,
it's like a woman and this dress has pockets.
Yeah, exactly. It's like such a foreign thing,
it's
you
a
know?
Novelty.
It's very much so. So, yeah, it seems. Dude, you are totally on point. Mm. It seems like such a simple fix. Have someone there to help with that.
I am the king of overthinking. I stress that. I don't want to at all, you know, sound like mm-hmm. I'm better than or anything like that. But in business, and I talk to so many people that are GMs or executives of a company or something like that, and they stay up at night trying to think of how to make their company more, you know, publicly friendly or any of these things. And I end every single conversation, customer service. Customer service. It's two words. And if you worked on that, think of how what that would do for your company. Man, did you hear that this brand right here that you actually call and you talk to real people?
Oh, my gosh.
Every time.
And is it going to cost you money? Yeah, so does marketing. overpaying marketers or advertisers yep. mm-hmm. or people. And I mean people that, of course, are trained to do this and mm-hmm. go to school for this. And I have nothing against those jobs. But I do think that some of it is low hanging, you know, just right there for you. Just grab it.
Maybe you wouldn't need so much PR.
Yeah.
If you made people happy because you had people there answering the phones.
Yeah.
Shocking.
It's a cycle that people have gotten into with this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that on Telephone Tuesday, today's a good day to call people you haven't talked to in a while, reach out to some people you haven't in a long time, and do your best to avoid having to call a business.
Right. And it comes right after Labor Day. I mean, what are the ironies here?
Yes.
You know, let's
yes.
put more people to work, right? Yeah, let's do it.
It's interesting.
And I can, you know, as someone who has done a call center job mm-hmm. before, it's not easy. I didn't enjoy it. It's not easy work, but it can be rewarding if you get, you know, if you do it right, if you have enough people there to help, if you have enough support behind the scenes as well, that helps as well. So, yeah.
I've worked in two different industries that I knew right away I am not built for this. Fast food. Because I love to cook, but I am not a quick cook, and you really need to be on point in that industry. And I say a good morning and a shout out to all you fast food workers out there. I admire the daylights out of you.
Fast food,
thank
James.
Thank you for what you do.
really
do appreciate
them. Appreciate that. Them.
And I tried telemarketing for a while, right before I got into radio. I was struggling for work, and I was working construction, and we were off work, so I was looking for anything. I take a telemarketing job one day. Lasted one day at it, man. And I didn't quit. I didn't even get fired. They were just like, you're bad at this.
Let's mutually agree. Yeah. You could just be done now.
Where some people, like the girl next to me was faking the phone calls. She would just like, our manager would walk by and she would pretend she was on the phone and everything. I would get people on the phone and I'd just start rambling with them. I know this, nobody wants this phone call. It's 5:30. You're sitting down for dinner and I'm rambling and talking to this person. And a lot of times it was a nice older person or something like that I'm talking to, or out of state or something like that. And we're just talking, but we're not getting any business done.
And that's when he realized he was made for radio.
Yeah. That's where I ended up.
Just rambling to people. That's all you need to do.
That's also a job I don't think I could do. A call center.
Oh, it's hard,
man. People calling you and they're upset. They're upset usually when they call you. So I would have a hard time with that.
I have to say, I worked with some people, though, that were very good at it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they actually enjoyed it. And I have to say, kudos to them who are good at that kind of work, because it's not easy.
I always go out of my way when I have to call a call center to be very polite and thankful and grateful to the person who does answer the phone that I get to talk to, because I feel like it's the least I can
100%,
do
to
help make their day better.
I had the weirdest thing happen this weekend with a pizza being delivered that I've never had happen before.
Oh.
I'm just going to share this just because it ties into things, and we can shout out a local business.
Oh, good.
The delivery driver, we've been ordering from Domino's. It was Domino's. We've been ordering them from, I want to say, over 20 years. And at this address in particular my parents live at for, 10, 15 years and stuff. I've never seen this before where the driver, I see them, and so I'm waiting there with Sam, and I'm just looking out the window, and I see him go to the house next door. And thinking, oh, okay, he just got it mixed up or whatever. And then he leaves. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Like, hey, where's my pizza?
Hey, where's my pizza? First off, are the neighbors to just take it? Like, that's like, pretty tense.
Wait a minute.
But then the driver with that issue. So, of course, I've got a busy Sunday night or a Monday night. I had a lot of things going on. I'm trying to make sure my folks are fed and getting all this done. So I call up Domino's, and I'm not in a good mood. And you two know what I'm like. But I get this young lady on the phone who could not have been more patient with me, and I could tell she was struggling, and immediately my empathy kicked in. I'm like, all right, it ain't nobody's fault. Right. This happens. Accidents happen. Let's just get a new pizza. Sure enough, she comes back on the phone, tells me that another driver's going to deliver an order, and it'll be right there. And it was there within like 10 minutes or something that. But I was talking to a real person.
Right.
And this young lady, and I'm saying that because I don't know her age, so I'm just trying to be kind here, helped me out and helped my folks out and everything. It couldn't have worked out better. And we handled it all within a couple of minutes. It couldn't have even been 5 minutes. I was on hold probably longer than I was actually talking to somebody because our fast food industry is overworked.
And understaffed.
Yeah, and underpaid because of minimum wage.
Yeah, exactly.
This is an example of how these things can work out for the better. Man, I don't know about neighbors. I don't know about that.
My next question. Did you go next door?
What is that? Hey, what'd you do to that pizza?
Are you having pizza for dinner? I'm glad you invited me because I paid for that.
All right. As long as we're going behind the curtain here, we'll go completely behind the curtain. So I am 47, and I am a former knucklehead, and I am trying to make sure that I stay that way. So I know myself, and I know how I can be. So I just made sure that those people, they had the windows open, everything like that. I'm my dad's out doing the lawn. So I'm hollering, talking to my dad like we're in the projects again, shouting back and forth, can you believe this? Yeah. They just took it. Like, what are you doing? Just taking a picture. I mean, darn sure. They're looking out the window looking at us. I mean, dang sure that they heard us. You just don't do that. That ain't neighborly.
That's not neighborly.
You don't do that stuff.
All right.
We will take a time out. We're going to talk about our great friends, very neighborly people over El Cafe. We'll talk about them with the Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Happy September, everybody.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
DoorWorks. I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Playmakers is brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Be the hero in your family or community with Wham Incorporated, your home for customized team apparel. Tune in to Playmakers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and never miss a play.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
It's time to do some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Appreciate our good friends over there. They got some fun things starting up with kids getting back to school and everything. So check out their great menu on Facebook. Be sure to look that up, everybody, and find out more at their website, elcafewi.com, elcafewi.com. Support those that support us, support this community, support local, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Let's take a look. Oh, and want to remind you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. Info at WFHR.com. James.mailoff at civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff that way, as long as you can spell our names.
Yeah, which can be a challenge.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't figured out how to spell Havoc. Right? So,
that's why you can just put Seth.h. He's the only one that gets to do that.
Oh, that's true. Because I'm cool.
Yeah. I got to figure that out.
That's why.
That's what I tell myself.
You can tell yourself.
There you go. Yeah.
And feel free to direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. You can reach us that way. And of course, call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600. Or just one button dialing with the Civic Media app.
Looking forward to talking with you, everybody. Feel free to call up anytime in the next 2 hours. And I got excited, everybody, because it's the beginning of September, a new month. And that means we get to pull a winner for our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yay!
We grab qualifiers every day, thanks to all of you out there. And we put them in this big hat. And then one of us gets to jump in there and pull a name out of the hat.
It's really big.
I am not jumping in a hat.
Really big.
I was going to let you pick the name this month, Belinda.
Nope. Not jumping in ahead.
All right. I get it. I respect that. What our winner is going to, or winners is going to win, is two $20 gift certificates to our friends over at El Cafe in Port Edwards. Big shout out to them for that.
Mm-hmm. So that's worth a lot of food over there, by the way.
We have 31. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. We have 31 entries.
All right.
We got enough for every day of August. A big thank you to the listener, best listeners in the radio. Thanks for that, everybody.
Wow.
So I need a 1 through 31.
Okay.
Seth.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it was my birthday month, you know.
Yeah.
And so my birthday is in August on the 19th, which is why I'm going to choose the number 7.
All right. Nicely done.
Perfect sense.
Nicely done. And that means our winner is Seth Habbagger.
Wait a minute.
No. I'm kidding. Our winners.
He's not eligible.
Not at all. Not even close.
Nope.
Our winners for the month of August are Larry and Katie Brandt.
No, congratulations.
Congratulations, Larry and Katie.
Yes.
Yes, Larry and Katie. Congratulations, Larry and Katie Brandt. Celebrated their anniversary later in the month. So they got in at the. Probably the last 2 weeks of the month.
Okay, very
cool.
It looks like
on here. Mm-hmm. A big thank you to everybody who celebrated with us the month of August, getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. We had a lot of fun. Keep on listening, and next month you could be Larry and Katie.
That's right. With
winning those two gift certificates from our friends over at El Cafe.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now I need a new voice.
Yeah. I'll get you one for Christmas.
You know,
it's a ways away.
A lot of listeners, you guys, I don't expect you guys to know this. Pat Krylo and I hung out all weekend, and that's why both of our voices are
shot.
Right. We got into some heavy debates and had some really fun conversations.
Happens, you know?
Both of us lost our voices. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get into the celebrating. First up, we wish happy birthday to Joe Clavin.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Joe, we appreciate you. She's a longtime listener. I've been around this studio a bunch of times, and the old studio, we've seen her at remotes. We appreciate you, Joe. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you, and thanks for getting us your birthday and your birthday.
Absolutely.
We wish a very happy birthday to our friend Wendy Young.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Wendy works in the Wood County UW Extension Office and provides our monthly lists of guests on Midday Magazine.
Oh, so she's important. Nice. Yeah, very. Thank you, Wendy.
She is to a degree Extension's Pam.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Those two work very closely together and get these guests all lined up so I can bring them on the air and make them uncomfortable. No,
Hey, we should get Wendy on just to interview her once. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, that's a great idea. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier today, Tammy Abel.
Oh, happy birthday, Tammy.
Congratulations.
Enjoy your day, Tammy. Hope it's a good one for you. Tammy spells Tammy with an I. And okay. I've always liked that. I've always thought that was interesting. That's very cool.
Very cool.
Tammy, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Shaun White is 38, the Flying Tomato. It's his nickname.
No. What a goofy nickname.
It is. But Olympic snowboarding. One of the guys that really, I think snowboarding had a chance to be taken out of the Winter Olympics. They took a chance on it. They gave it a shot and see what would happen. I think we still have it in major part because of Shaun White.
I think you're right.
The popularity of him and of snowboarding. And snowboarding's fun to watch, man. I love watching snowboarding.
It's impressive.
And if you see a picture of him with his long, gorgeous auburn hair, you'll know why he's called the Flying Tomato.
Yes. He's got some great hair.
Great hair. Yeah.
Love it.
The great Jenny Finch is 44. Former Olympic softball pitcher, took home the gold in Athens and the silver in Beijing. I didn't watch, back in the day, I didn't watch a whole lot of softball or women's sports, or not women's sports, women's baseball, women's softball, some of that. I have ever since Jenny Finch.
She was a great ambassador for softball as a really serious sport, man. Yeah. And man, could she pitch? Oh my goodness.
I always wonder I wish they would have done this when she was in her prime and had some like all-star game. They had her show up.
Oh my gosh.
And pitching to major league hitters or something like that. Because she'd have gotten at least a one or two strikeouts.
Oh my! I remember watching her in like a This Week in Baseball or something. And she did. She pitched against a couple of big leaguers. I think one of them was Barry Bonds. But it was like the softball distance. And she threw her regular stuff. They didn't have a chance.
I got to look that
up. Have a chance.
I believe it. I believe it. She was something.
Yep.
Her windup, man, was incredible. Mm-hmm. It's like she didn't have a shoulder blade. Like, she just was able to just whip it around
floppy
like a cartoon character. She was amazing. Charlie Sheen is 59. Yeah.
He's got a great family.
He really nicely done. Nicely done. You know, back in the day, Charlie Sheen, not a bad actor.
No,
at
he
all.
Was quite good.
He was very good, speaking of his family, you can tell the Sheen bloodline, you know, or the Estevez bloodline,
It's technically the Estevez, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even Joe.
Just a little surprising with the Sheen family, or the Estevez family, again. Just, I thought that they'd still be making movies. I thought that these guys, as long as they were alive, we'd be seeing them in movies and everything. Right. I really had been expecting for quite some time to see Emilio and Charlie in a movie again together.
Mm-hmm.
Especially once Charlie Sheen's kind of like, you know, Tiger Blood thing faded down and everything. But I don't think either one of them are really interested in working.
Yeah.
They seem a very close family, just not working together.
Yeah, Emilio is pretty much retired at this point. So.
Yeah, which is a shame, man.
Yeah, I liked him.
He's a good actor. Good actor. Let's see here. Todd Lewis is 59, singer of the Toadies. Possum Kingdom, many might remember out there.
The Toadies.
And that's a throwback.
That's a great name.
Al Jardine, 82, of the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Great solo career, too, if I remember right.
He had some stuff on his own. He's still with them, too. I think he's like one of the only members that stuck around the entire time.
Wow.
And he's a cousin he's the friend. He was the one Beach Boy not related to the other ones. He was the high school friend that joined.
Mort Walker, born in this day in 1923, cartoonist who created Beetle Bailey.
That's right.
That's a good one. And one of I always loved her work. A great, great character actor. Elaine Brennan.
Yes.
Born in this day in 1932, passed away in 2013. I didn't realize she passed away that long ago.
Yeah, wow.
She was Captain Lewis in Private Benjamin, Cat Lady in Jeepers Creepers. She was Miss Peacock in Clue. And it was perfect casting.
Yes.
It was perfect.
She was one of those people that would pop up, and she was so good.
At WGN, when I was a kid, I don't know why, but they would play like 3 Goldie Hawn movies, like back to back to back, like all the time on the weekends. It's part of how I became such a gigantic Goldie Hawn fan. I love her so much and her work. And Private Benjamin, I always thought was one of her sneaky good movies, and in part because of Elaine Brennan and her great work as the captain in that. Mm-hmm. She steals scenes. Like, she's good in that. Mm-hmm. Always. And Miss Peacock, so good as Miss Peacock.
Yeah, she's very good in that movie.
That Clue cast, that movie still holds up, and it is a perfect cast. There is not one actor I would take out of that cast.
Right.
That's a good one. We, one more time, want to wish our winners of August a happy anniversary, and congratulations to them winning the 2 gift certificates from our friends at El Cafe. Larry and Katie Brandt, congratulations.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And a happy birthday to everybody, an anniversary to everybody celebrating out there. Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And keep celebrating with our good friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's not just Wisconsin. Doctors have seen more than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses across the country. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly triple E virus.
That's a much rarer disease. We typically will only see, you know, a handful of cases a year, but we are seeing several serious cases.
2 people died of West Nile virus this summer in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers meet this week to continue to hammer out the state's Sand Hill Crane plan. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes meets tomorrow. The committee plans to come up with a package of bills for lawmakers to vote on next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell another 5.5 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $3.16 per gallon. This is 35 cents lower than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. This is the 5th straight week of the average price dropping. They should continue to fall as we head into the autumn season. Patrick Tahan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, says the changeover to winter gasoline is 2 weeks away. as long as we don't see a major hurricane head into the Gulf and the situation improves in the Middle East, the national average could fall below $3 in the next 2 months. The average across central Wisconsin today ranges from $2.91 to $3.03 per gallon. The monthly vet breakfast is today at Grace's Restaurant in Wisconsin Rapids. The Allied Vets meeting is also scheduled today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in, dialed in. The number one message this week has been the details. If we focus in on the fundamentals and the details and, we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know, we know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just, let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday morning, Mandela Barnes with an update on how Wisconsinites can sign up now for big rebates that'll improve their homes and lower their utility bills.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to wrap up the hour talking about some things to look forward to in September. Looking forward to that. But I got a great article that I came across the other day from the Good News Network, and a big shout-out to them. You can find the article and plenty of other great, good stories at goodnewsnetwork.org. They do some really good reporting over there. Mm-hmm. And 4 out of 5 parents are working to make the back-to-school season, quote, magical for their elementary school kids, according to a new poll.
All right.
So they're teaching them magic. The ring trick with the in the sleep. No.
No.
That is not what they meant. I apologize. I'm so sorry. I thought that they're teaching.
You should read the article before you do this.
It's a good idea. Nicely done. A survey of 2,000 parents with children aged 12 and under found 86% are trying to bring the, quote, magic back to school. And for many, their goal is getting their child excited about returning to the classroom. Mm-hmm. In order to do so, parents are allowing their children to choose their clothing and outfits. 62% of parents are doing that. Purchase school supplies they like best, like 62% are doing that. And help support their children's passions and interests. 56% 56% of parents are doing that one.
Nice.
19% of parents admitted that they disliked school when they were their child's age. And 96% are hoping to create more positive memories for their little ones.
19% said they didn't like...
Yeah.
Liars.
Yeah, right.
Come
yeah,
on
yeah,
now. Yeah. Jeez.
96% of parents working at this school year.
That's cool, though.
Results found that 40% of kids are typically very excited to return to school after their summer break, which means parents are working overtime to make it match expectations. How do parents get their kids excited about the learning? 63% use hands-on learning, like teaching fractions through baking a cake. 43%, oh, that sounds really good.
That's cool.
43% said that they'd use food or snack activities, and 25% exercise their imagination and learning with experiences such as fantasy costume play and, you know, some of that stuff.
Okay, cool.
Conducted by a talker research on behalf of the Keebler Snacks, the survey looked into more ways parents are making the school year magical for their kids. Over 4 in 10 like to surprise their kids with their favorite snacks. 3 in 10 slip notes into their lunchboxes. Thank you, Mom. And 19% have given their child a lucky charm to take to school for good luck.
Oh,
I really cool. like that.
That's really cool.
Oh, wow.
The cereal, right?
No, like an actual lucky charm.
That was good. That was good.
No, these are actually lucky charms. Don't eat them. Stop that. Why are you eating them?
I love the idea.
I love marshmallows.
I could see my father, like, you know, he's getting us ready for school and everything, and he's like, oh, shoot, I forgot the lucky charm. And
hold out your hands,
yes,
quick.
Exactly. And he just pours a bunch of lucky charms in our hands.
The whole year will be lucky now.
Yep. This is pretty interesting. I like this. I think this is pretty fun. And a shout out to all you parents taking it on. And I would say that almost 100% of parents try to do this.
Yeah.
Try to get their kid. Outside of the only kid you got in the house is a senior in high school. It might be a little bit different.
Then it'd be a little weird.
But that might even be a little bit, you know, maybe not for them, but for you it might be a magical thing. That's your last kid going off to school and
everything.
Exactly,
yeah.
Just talking about that got me emotional. My kids haven't been in school in over a decade. You know? I can't imagine. I don't know. This is such an exciting, fun part of year. Learning is fun. Learning is life. Getting your kids
New
excited
beginnings.
About.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited for the kids out there.
Yeah, yeah. My kids. Okay, my youngest was like bouncing off the walls this morning. He was ready to go. He was so excited. Sadly, my oldest had a fever this morning. He's gonna miss the first day of school, which I don't ever remember happening.
Yeah.
When I know I never did, and it's like, gosh, I'm trying to remember, but I feel really bad for him because he was pretty bummed that he couldn't go. So,
I feel for him.
Yeah.
I remember I didn't miss school, but I had like one my first day at Humpke, my first day at school in Wisconsin, and I was going out to I was living in Rome at the time, and my nana I live with my nana pop, and my nana sees me off, and I go walking down the steps as the bus pulls up, and I slid down the steps, I slipped down. I landed right on my tailbone, I smacked my head on the stairs, and I remember looking up at my nana, and all my nana like with every that woman. Loved me like I think maybe more than anybody ever has in my life. And she looks down at me, and I could see it in her eyes. She wanted to come and grab me and just pull me in the house, But instead, she just looked at me with that look, and that encouraged me to get up and to get in the school bus.
Mm-hmm.
It just her caring that much and everything. I can't imagine, similar situations for kids out there of how excited they might be if the parent is excited.
Right.
It goes a long way.
It does help.
That stuff is more infectious than we realize.
It is. It's true.
Go to any movie, and when everybody in the theater laughs, try not laughing.
Yeah, right. Well, and you can go back to remember when you were a kid, and there was both. There was like, the school year starting, but at the same time, you're excited. You know, it's a new year. You know what's going to happen. There's going to be a different classroom. You're going to learn different things. So it's that weird, you know, balancing act as you learn about when you're a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all the anticipation of it actually starting.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. We've been building up for this for weeks.
Exactly.
We also, speaking of kids going back to school, and again, that article you can find at goodnewsnetwork.org. A shout out to them, goodnewsnetwork.org. Capri Sun helps us wrap up this last part of the segment here. Abandoning the nostalgia for these would be so silly and a horrible marketing idea. Rumors have been swirling online that the Capri Sun is planning to ditch their iconic pouches and switch to bottles instead.
Whoa.
But 90s kids everywhere can breathe a sigh of relief because it is not true. The pouches and their famous hard-to-insert straws are not going anywhere.
Okay, good.
It started with a rumor they were planning to sell 12-ounce bottles of Capri Sun, and they just confirmed that that part is true, but they're not replacing the pouches. They're planning to add the 12-ounce bottles next year to get more adults drinking their product. Oof. The pouches are only 6 ounces.
Okay. Yeah. Right, man.
They responded to the bogus pouch rumor on social media saying, "Don't believe everything you read on the internet. We'd never disrespect the pouch." Then in the same post, they announced what sounds like a joke but isn't, apparently. Starting this week, they are selling full-sized pallets of Capri Sun exclusively through Walmart. They told People.com that after seeing fans panic to the news, they wanted to reassure people that the pouch is here to stay in an epic way.
One, you can buy it by the pallet.
I guess, yeah.
Good grief.
Do you get the pallet with it?
Keep that.
One report said a pallet of more than 3,800 Capri Suns will run you about $250.
Jeez. Or you're set for a few months.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Or 6 cents a pouch. Normally, 10 packs are usually like 30 cents a pouch.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess you're getting a deal.
You are getting a deal. And a pallet.
If you can afford it.
Exactly. All at once, right? Right.
Now, there are some people online that are saying Capri Sun orchestrated this whole thing just to get some hype and some attention. To which I say, well done. Well done,
Capri. I was going
to
say, Sun. Yeah.
Well done. Slow clap. Nicely done, if that's the case. And if I was their marketing team, I'd be taking credit for this. I'd
right.
be like, yeah, that's or, what we meant to do.
Or they just saw an opportunity, and they took it. Can we talk about the other thing here?
Mm.
12 ounces of Capri Sun? That sounds like a lot. Oh,
it does seem like a lot.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can handle that. Oh, I know. Oh. 6 ounces on a pouch is enough for me when I was a kid. And
it was never enough for me.
No, really?
No. Oh. Like, man, it's gone. Yep. That was... It didn't last very long.
It went so fast. Mm-hmm. It went so fast. I never felt like it was enough.
Yep. Maybe it was just me then. Because I was like, no, that's enough. I don't need any more.
It doesn't happen very often, but now I want a Capri Sun. I really do want one now.
The nostalgia calls to you.
I kind of want to do... We haven't done this in... Actually, I think we haven't done this in maybe a year or two, you guys. We haven't done a taste test or anything like that in a long time.
It's been a while.
I'd like to try the bottle compared to the pouch. I'd like to
it's
see
not
which
tastes the same.
It's not.
It's just not. Yeah,
the packaging will just dictate that.
I guess we don't really have to do it. We can figure it out right there. You're absolutely right. It's
Are
not
you listening, Capri Sun. No free advertising.
Yep. Now, if you want to send us some, please send us one of those pallets.
Yeah.
Make use of the pallet.
Oh my gosh, James is beginning giving away like Capri Sun every morning.
Look at that sugar in me. We'll be right back. 5 things to look forward to in September coming up on The Morning Show.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Midday Magazine. Talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick